Blog Talk Radio.
Process. This show is only for freedom-loving souls. Today we are going to be talking, actually I'm flying solo today, going to be talking about entrepreneurship, and I'll probably throw some wellness, holistic health, a little bit of fitness in there too, but don't miss it. Sit back, grab a cup of Joe or whatever floats your boat. This is Carol Parisi reporting live from the wonderful Midwest, right here in the wonderful Midwest state of Illinois. And I want to thank you for listening to the show today. If you're listening to the tape, that's awesome. But, you know, just been doing a lot of great things around these parts here in Illinois, and we're growing a business. We are growing. We are smoking. We have been meeting with potential business partners and clients every day. And, you know, going to have a payday soon. So that's great. And we are empowering others. And what business? Of course, my very favorite business model in the whole world, direct sales, network marketing, multi-level marketing. However you want to call it, it's a way to make money and empower others. And that is what Awaken to Empowerment is. It's all about empowering others. So anyway, this is great. We are in a great place, and looking forward to getting some good tips and things going on. First thing is, pick who you're working with, man. Pick who you're working with. If you have someone that's out there, I hate network marketing. I hate network marketing. They're never going to get the full beauty of this business. Oh, I've never done this before, but you know what? This is such a great opportunity because, you know, I could sell these products because whatever. Hey, you know what? If you're not embracing the business model and the products, you shouldn't be doing it. You need to be able to use the products. And the greatest thing about the companies that we've been working with is everybody uses my products. Love it. Either, you know what? Some of us get paid to be on our telephone. Some of us don't. I just happen to like getting paid. Some of us get paid to keep our lights on in our house. Some of us don't. I like to get paid, and it's awesome. So, you know, make sure the person that you are working with loves the business model, embraces the business model. If they don't know the business of business, but they know how to network and they love the business model and it, the idea of empowering others and helping others to grow business, you've got a great person that's going to be a mentor to you. If you have someone that doesn't love it and it's really all about them and they think that they're boss, beware. These people are not your boss, okay? An upline sponsor, upline mentor is not your boss. They are there to help you. They are there to get the information to you and get the tools to you. But guess what? You do not work for them. Okay, it's not like, oh, well, you have to be at this meeting, and you have to do this, and you know what, while you're at it, you have to come into my office 3 times a week, because I own you now, No, you own yourself. It's about freedom, baby. It is about freedom. It's about being your own boss on your own time, and it's about being ethical and doing what you want to do. I said ethical first because ethics and integrity are very important to this business. You know, so many people are like, oh, I make so much money. Join my downline. Yeah, right. And guess what? They throw you under some stenat that's done nothing. Nothing. So just don't even, don't think about it. Only work with the best. And, you know, if you want to work with the best, join me. Join our team. We're rocking it. And I'm telling you, we're getting people out of state. And it's spectacular. So, you know, it's all good. Texting someone, because you know me, always doing a little projects. Hang on a minute. I love texting and being on the radio. It's amazeballs how a brain can function at the same time that a body can function. I think this might be a 15-minute show today. This is kind of weird because my on-air stream is showing me I only have 8 minutes and 30 seconds left. So I think I only did a 15-minute radio show today. Shoot. Well, okay, so you know what? Not a big deal. But, yeah, pick the people. Pick your team. We'll figure it out. And, gosh, okay, I cannot focus on doing a radio show and answering texts. Not even I can do that. You got to be on top of your people, too. Yes, remind me. Yeah, airtime, silence. Silence. I love texting and not. And I don't really care if this is a horrible show. Okay, now I do. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, pick your leaders. Make sure they get back to you. Make sure they're attentive. You know, it's about doing this thing together. And here's the other thing, too. You really want to pick the people that are working in your organization, okay? Because if someone is, you don't just throw mud up on the wall. And, you know, if it's somebody's breathing and can fog a mirror, make them a business partner, you know? I mean, you really want to, for the long term, you want to structure something where you're going to be working with people that you're doing life with anyway. Yes, there is a chance that you might be able to meet somebody like that, but, I mean, I would say your first level or two, you really want your team to be like your family team and people that you like, because, you know, you're going to have to spend a lot of time with these people, you know, and here we got another text, okay, all right, here, I got to just send an NP, thank you, don't you love, and always say thank you, you know, thank you is always a great thing, thank you is an outstanding thing, and be gracious for when people are helping you up and downline, okay, upline, downline, crossline, so many people just take things for granted, and I find the people that are the, least gracious and grateful are the ones that have the least. You know, they don't have anything, and they're, you know, it's like they expect everybody to hand them something, and it's really, really pathetic. It's really sad. So, you know, maybe that's why you don't have more, is because you don't appreciate what other people are doing for you. So grace and gratitude is huge for your upline and downline. That goes all the way, you know, it's everything. Make sure the company you're working with has stellar training and resources to train with. No reason not to anymore. YouTube is a great thing. YouTube, you could just go ahead and get YouTube going, and it's just fantastic. So that's another thing you got to do. You got to get the YouTube study materials. I'm sure a lot of these companies have stuff called back offices that you can go on, and all these forms are filled out easy for you. So really, you know, when you pick something, this is going to be your business. This is what you are going to be doing. You're going to be growing something. You're going to be doing life with your business. You're going to be doing life with your business partners, your associates. So just, you know, rock it and pick and be careful and be aware of who you're picking, and be grateful when you get the help. And you should have a lot of back support for help. And this is all just coming from my brain. And I am very distracted because I am looking at some of my dad's bills that I am sitting here that I have to pay. I have the money, I just don't have the oomph to go pay bills. So, very honest story. And all the texts and everything else that I'm receiving. But, you know, do everything with intention. And, you know, you can surprise yourself when you focus in and do what you have to do. My new love of my life is cauliflower. Made cauliflower pizza last week. It was phenomenal. A little health tip. We'll get a website up one of these days. We'll put some of these fun recipes and things up there. But yeah, it's pretty cool. But, you know, you really need to project intention when you start your business. And you need to set goals and why you want to do this. And your life can impact others and really change a lot of different things. So it says here what Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "It is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. Serve and thou shalt be served." So, you know, it's really great to help other people. And that's what I love about this phenomenal network marketing business, is that you're really serving others. But you know what? Like Zig Ziglar said, you could have everything in your life, could everything you want in your life, if you get enough other people to have what they want. So alone we can do nothing, but together our minds fuse into something whose power is far beyond the power of its separate parts. The kingdom cannot be found alone. And you who are the kingdom cannot find yourself alone. So, you know what? That's what's so cool about direct sales, network marketing. You're going to grow. Your organization will grow. Your bank account will grow. And it's win, 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 win. So, you know what? Going to go winning. Make sure everybody has a phenomenal week. It's going to be a short show today because, I don't know, this thing kind of is cutting me out in 1 minute. So, you know what? Create your purpose. Intent on your purpose. Create your dreams. And live a life beyond your wildest expectations. Surprise yourself. It's all good. You can do it. This is Carol Ann Parisi for Awaken to Empowerment. And cauliflower is the word. And we already love coconut oil. So, thank you for today. We will be back next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to be signing off with our favorite tune here momentarily. And thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here next week. Same time, same station. And it's been such a long time. I think I should be going. Check out here. Make it a great day. Make it a great week. Create your ideal life. Bye.